Summer fever. You have Lyme disease. We miss you. Kevin's biting me. Come back soon. Here's a drawing of his spiral piece. Love, Ralph. They don't feel right. I sent my Wookiee.
Please refrain from testing your mouth.
When I grow up, I want to be a principal or a caterpillar. I love you, Principal Skinner. Me fail English? That's impossible. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Super Nintendo Chalmers.
Remember the time you said Snugglepuss was outside?
He was going through the bathroom.
Welcome to episode 2 of NXR, 9X Radio, with your hosts, Reek Blaze, Young Brain, and Reek Out.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of NXR, 9X Radio. The radio show that should be called 9X Radio, but we didn't feel was, like, original enough and stuff. But enough with that, I'm Freak Blaze, and I'll be your host tonight, along with...
Young Brain.
Who we can call Brain, and you can call me Blaze.
But whatever. Let's move on.
Yep. Alright. We'll start by saying, sorry it's been a long time since our last episode. It's just, we thought we'd be able to do this in the summer. It's hard. Getting together, because we really can't find the time. And we also have to deal with the annoyances of parents and just crap.
Siblings and work.
Yeah, there's just a lot to deal with.
Yep.
But we're here tonight to bring you an excellent show with plenty of information. But first we have to get a little bit of house cleaning done.
Like how? You have a dirty room or something?
What?
You have a dirty room or something?
No. You know how they always, on the other radio shows, they say that they do house cleaning, they need to give props to someone, or... Who we're giving credit to tonight is, well, many people have been starting up archives and mirrors. We would like to thank Majestic at the, I forget what he's calling exactly, the Majestic Archive? Archives?
Nope, I don't know.
Anyway, it's a great site. The guy can do layouts. If there was ever a person who can do layouts, that's him. And I'm not just sucking up. I'm just saying this guy does layouts like he was born with this ability. But anyway, the website is thesiesta.smutstars.com. Don't be afraid of the URL. It only takes you to his show mirror, which has our first and, well, until now, only episode.
Unfortunately.
Well, until now. After this point, I'm hoping to get one out weekly or bi-weekly.
Yeah.
I hope we don't have to go bi, but...
Yeah, I don't want to go bi either. I want to stay straight.
Yup. Alright, who else do we have to give credit to?
Twirls. He's hosting our show on his DC++ hub, which is quite nice of him.
Thank you. The URL for that, of course, is ddphub.noip.com.
And there's now, a hash in between that no and IP.
Yeah, I'm sure if anybody is familiar with the no IP service, they'll figure it out, or they can ask him, or... somebody, but everybody go there if you haven't yet, and their shows, some of them have shows that I've never heard of or listened to before. They got your usual, they got your us, and your everyone else. Yeah. Your Uber Litos and your Droops. But,
and your DTMS.
Yeah. But anyway, we here, Brain and I, love, just absolutely love random utilities that make life easier, much easier.
Yep. So we're going to tell you about this nice tone generator I found on the internet cruising one night.
And it's not just any tone generator. It's actually a good piece of crap.
Yeah, and it's big.
Oops. I just did one of those, what are they called? A good piece of crap? What are they called? Idiot something?
How about, oxymoron?
Oxymoron. Idiot somethings.
Idiot something? Well, they're both names you call someone moron.
Dipshit. There we go.
Am I gonna stand for that? Yeah.
Yeah. So, we have this great tone generator that will do pretty much any tone that you want it to do, as long as your speakers can handle it, or your head can handle it. It'll do up to 16 tones.
At once.
At once, yes. And it can do, like, all that stuff, like pink noise, and... What else does it do, man?
It does square tones, sine tones, triangle tones, and sawtooth tones, along with pink noise.
And it does that other noise. What's that noise? Like black or something?
No, or it's just white noise? And pink.
What?
It's just white and pink.
White noise.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. I knew it was some monotone color.
Yeah.
Alright. So anyway, it's an awesome utility. It really is useful. You can even do point something on your tones.
Yeah.
The other day, Younger and I were on the phone. What'd you type in to do that, like, that mess with your mind tone?
Yeah, that's actually 400 hertz in one speaker and 404 in the other. So it's
700 hertz
in your head, and it tricks you out. It's pretty cool.
I've never smoked anything before. So I can't tell you how it matches up to the real thing. But it does a good enough job, if you ask me, and from what I know from TV. TV, God's gift to the world.
Actually, it was the Mormons, but hey, we'll move on.
Sure.
You don't believe me? A Mormon guy invented the TV.
Seriously?
Seriously, and he regrets it, but hey, we can move on.
Well, Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone while he was living in America, like 7 years after he started living in America.
Actually, he
and
did.
Canada, the Canadians, and nothing against you, Docs.
The telephone.
Yeah, I looked for information, and they are so proud, because they actually have somebody who did something great for the world who lived in their country at one point, and they go, Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone. Canadians helped invent the telephone. I'm like, dude, he was living in America when he did it. But they're hung up on it, or at least a lot of websites I see on information about him are Canadian based. Cause those people are just like, yeah, Graham Bell was like our man. Go Graham. Graham the man. Speaking of Bell,
well,
Bell's
for the fact that he didn't invent the telephone, some other dude in Italy or something like that did.
Really?
Yeah, we were talking about that on the forums or something like that. Maybe IRC.
Nah, I think it was IRC, because I don't really do IRC myself.
Oh.
There's just so much things you can do in a day with limited bandwidth.
Yeah, you need to get something better than dial-up.
I'm working on it. But anyway, the URL for this fine utility is mch.com.
Are you saying M or N?
M, like munchie.
Well, it's definitely N.
Oh, it what?
Like N, like nugget or nutmeg or...
No, man, you said N, you said M to me.
Well, I lied, it's an N.
Alrighty, it's N, like ass nugget, dot...
What you're calling me now?
No.
Is that my new name?
Shut up, ass nugget. No, I'm kidding, that's not your name.
No!
We need a swear jar. No, it's... Alright, then. It's N, like nugget, C, like chicken, H, like heroin, .com, .a, like... Like the number 2 button on your telephone.
What?
A, like the number 2 button on your telephone. U, like the number 8 button on your telephone or underwear. / ToneGen, T-O-N-E-G-E-N, although I'm sure you know what ToneGen is, like, how to do it, and it's not like one of those ones with all predefined tones and anything, it's a good piece of crap. There's an oxymoron.
It actually generates them, it's not pre-recorded and plays them, it generates. Pretty cool.
Oh yeah. Trip you out. Moving on, I guess I'll do an update on life.
Okay.
I've been playing with Linux recently. This summer started, and I actually got Linux to work with my modem. I did it, like, a week after the first episode was released.
Yay!
And since then, Linux has been, like, my primary operating system.
Which is always good, considering I have had to reinstall Windows 95, of course, 5 times in 2 days.
Which is like SOB, if you ask me. SOB Windows.
Yep.
Because we should call it that.
Yeah.
But Linux is so great. I finally got it down. I got my sound. I'm starting to get the commands better, at least. I'm finding stuff for it. I have utilities I like. I know how to use most of it. It's connected to the internet. And just today, I connected a compatible printer to it. I found somewhere in my closet, like, I found the power supply and the printer. I was able to match it up and go, hey, wow, I can actually use this printer now. I put a printer on. So now I can use, I need a copy of OpenOffice, which downloading that's gonna be like hell with download speeds of 7K at the fastest, even though I have a 56K download speed. But, yeah, that's why I love business-grade DSL. I was using it yesterday. Business-grade DSL. I'm downloading crap, and it says, like, 120 kb a second. I'm like, oh, my God. My dad comes in. What? This is going at 125 kilobits a second. What's that mean? Well, at home we go at 5. So it's 5 plus 120. Oh. Okay, enjoy.
Well, that's parents, usually.
Nah, what can you do? I should have brought a DVD, or a CDR, so I could burn it, on the, so I could download it. Whatever. Past is past.
Yeah.
But, so, Linux is just so great, and Windows is felt, like, chunky. Chunky monkey.
Hey. Great.
It just, Windows doesn't feel like it used to, before I did this, and I, up until I really started using Linux, because the thing holding me back in Linux was the internet. I was good at Windows. Windows was my, like, I hate to admit it, but I was good at Windows. And I never felt any trouble with Windows. But ever since Linux, I've been changed. I've gone from seeing in black and white to seeing in color.
Which goes back to the TV thing.
It does? What TV thing? No, I'm kidding. Mormon.
You making fun of me?
No.
Oh yeah, let's not talk about religion on the radio.
Religion radio, because we shouldn't. No, I'm kidding. But Linux, I know a lot of you out there are using Linux, but if you don't use Linux, I urge you. No, I more than urge you. I will track you down if you don't switch to it in the next 72 hours.
Hey, can you,
after
like,
listening this,
father?
After listening to this, I will track you down and make you install Linux. And all of a sudden, this show is going to be like, have you heard? There's a show. And after you listen to it, you have, wait, 1, 2, 3, how many days is that? 5? How many days is 72 hours?
Days.
What?
72 hours is 3 days.
It's 3 days?
Yes, very good.
No, because 1 day is 24 hours. 2 days is 48.
Very good.
And 3 days is, hey, it is! Wow! I know there's 52 weeks in a year, but damn do I feel stupid. Yeah, so everyone will go, there's a show, and after you watch it, 3 days later, this guy shows up and installs Linux. No, I won't track you down, but I urge anybody to do Linux to do Linux. I'm starting to get into all types of Linux.
All right, dude, edit this part out. I have a beep.
All right. He's gone for a second. He's got the beep. He'll be right back. I'm sorry for the dead air right there. Nothing much we can do. But Linux is great. And recently, I've been getting into different types of Linux. Like, I mean, Slackware, Representin. I'm still using 9.1 because, I don't know. I don't feel like taking the risk right now trying to upgrade to 10. Because I've got 9 going on the internet, doing what I want, and it's working fantastically. When will that son of a bitch get back? Yeah, this makes for horrible radio. Thank you for joining us on XR Episode 2, labeled To Suck Sore. We do have some information for you tonight. Some information, some pictures. We'll get to there in a second. Just, we gotta wait for a little SOB to get back. Waiting on the radio. Bad radio time. And you see, at NXR, we don't believe in editing. So I'm not gonna edit this out. So, well, obviously I'm not editing this out because you're listening to it right now.
You are definitely editing that part out.
What?
You're definitely editing that out.
Funny thing, you came back in just as I was saying, here at NXR, we don't believe in editing, so that part I'm leaving in. Don't worry, it didn't suck at all. I just said I'm using Slack 9.1, I'm getting interested in other types of Linuxes, which leads me into another story. I'm talking to my uncle, I don't know if everybody does, but I know there's some people out there that do. Like, they have the awesome computer uncle. And even though this guy, what?
I must be out, because I don't have an awesome computer uncle.
Yeah, well, you're a Mormon. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
Oh!
Oh, swing right over your head. Whoosh.
That's not nice.
Swish. I just like saying swish. But I'm talking to him today, and as I mentioned stuff, like how I put a wireless card in the back of my computer to attempt to pick up the neighbor's wireless network, but it failed, but I have a wireless card now.
Yay!
But as I mentioned it, he goes, oh yeah, I have an 802.11b wireless router. Like, 6 months old. I don't need it anymore. You want it? Sure. Hey, I have another wireless card for the back of the PC that I don't need. Want it? Hey, I have an Orinoco, or an Orninoco, or a Horny Homo, or whatever it's called. You know, the card that everybody uses in their laptop that's supposed to be really good. Linux compatible. Thank you. Because it's all about the Linux, baby. It's all about the Linux, baby. Or I should not sing ever again.
Please don't.
Amen.
Back to religion. Okay, can we get off the religion?
Oh, hallelujah. Sorry.
God!
Why? I'm sorry. Merry Christmas. No, wait, you do Christmas.
Yes, I do.
I'm kidding.
I'm not Jewish.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry, man. I'm kidding. Because the joke I'm about to make is gotta be held back. I don't want to offend anybody. Because I got way too much material in my head. That's the funny thing about me. I got way too much in my head that shouldn't be in the physical world, that shouldn't be said.
Please don't. But
anyway.
No.
I also asked him, he used to have DirecTV DSL, which, as we know, they went under, so he has the modem. So, let's do a recap. Wireless router, DSL modem, PCMCIA Orinoco, I believe that's how you pronounce it, card, and a wireless card for the back of my computer. You either got Linux compatible or a DSL modem or a router. That's what you all have right there. So what I'm gonna do is embedded Linux. I'm starting to get back into embedded Linux. I was in it for a while. I wasn't in it to win it, but I kind of like dropped out of it. But when I get this router in, what is it gone? It may be 2 weeks. I'm definitely gonna see about putting router Linux on it. Embedded Linux is good. And I'm gonna see. Sometimes there are ways. I wanna see if I could somehow get into the operating system. Cause the operating system on DSL
router.
No, the DSL modem.
That's what I meant.
The router operating system's gonna be Linux. Because DSL modems in general, do have operating systems. I've seen some on eBay that actually have COM ports.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know. It's really an embedded computer, which I love embedded computers.
Yay! There's just something about embedded it. In my head.
I have an embedded computer. Where? Well, I was near this computer factory when it exploded. I'm kidding. But all joking aside, I'm gonna do it. See how it works.
Yeah, kind of like that steel mill thing or whatever.
Oh, that's so old. That was part of my SIG.
Yep, but back on topic again.
Yeah, so I'm gonna try all that stuff. I'm gonna see how it works. Along with that, he's giving me a CD full of these supposed hacks he's found that are supposed to get you inside the actual hardware workings of the router to be able to do things like kick up the power of the antennas to extend signal, even though it makes the router unstable.
Oh.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah, who cares?
We deal with unstable every day.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna see if I can find some way to put it closer, because downstairs I get 50% signal strength on my neighbors, but up here I get a connection, but it says no signal available, so I don't send or receive any packets. Weird. But I'm gonna see if I can do kind of like a signal extender. It'll take the signal in down there and then strengthen it back up and shoot it up to me. Because, you know, that would just rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's pretty cool. I'll let you all know how it works out. Linux is this thing to do. Life is good.
Yep.
Anything on your end?
Well, I did find a computer at my local thrift shop, which many people have, suggested before. But this computer I didn't buy. I kind of found it outside in the dump. You know, they actually throw away the stuff that they think don't work. But the only problem that this computer had is that it was missing a hard drive. As everyone knows, that's easily fixable. So, I have this nice computer sitting around that I just need a hard drive for. And luckily, Freakblaze came in and saved me with that. Sent me an 8 gigger. But, now you can see how easy it is to find a computer at your local thrift store. Just take a trip down, you'll find something.
Wait, what are the specs? Is it like an 800 megahertz or something?
Oh, screw that. It's kind of old. But hey, it's a computer.
It's kind of... Yeah, I love that. That could be like... It's old. But hey, computer.
Exactly.
But hey, computer. I like that. So, and we're not even... This is just kind of us shooting this shit a little bit and doing some life updates. We're not even into the info on this show yet.
Yep.
So, the reason we had to not have any episodes for a month is because... Brain did go on a vacation. Anything interesting on that vacation other than your parents freaking out over you actually purchasing your first 2600?
Well, I got the blacklisted 411 too, and that has some pretty good info in it, just not much. Along with that, I was not able to explore as much as I wanted to. I did do some urban exploration in a mall, though, but it turned out to be not so cool, considering men in black suits came and got me.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they actually did.
Wow, you never told me that.
I didn't tell anyone that. They kind of kicked me out of the store.
Oh. What'd you do? Did you find an open door, or did you pull on doors until one opened?
I found an open door, and I just walked in.
Then that's urban explorer. Was there anything saying employees not allowed? Or, like, employees only? Employees like not allowed, but if you're a customer,
employees only. How about that one?
Employees only?
And not even 5 minutes in. It was just, like, the product area. Just walking around. Excuse me, sir. Oh, crap. You're going to have to leave. Oh.
You don't want to go in the product area. In the inventory?
Sorry, I was just walking around, and it happened to be that door. It's like a second door, not like that big door that you see with double doors on it that says, don't walk in here. But it's actually rather nice, considering everything's not labeled. But anyway.
No, you want to stay away from stuff that people would want to steal. Because then they'll go and they'll think, well, there's actually stuff in here worth stealing. This guy's obviously stealing something.
Do I look like I would steal something? Please, don't answer that.
Will do. You're a Boy Scout, right? Of course you're gonna steal something.
Of course. Yes, say. Just kidding.
Yep. Well, at least you're not gay. like Boy Scouts generally tend to have to be.
That's not cool.
What? If I've learned anything from South Park, no, I'm kidding.
I did learn something from South Park, but it's not on topic. Jimmy's gay?
And the topic? Yeah, this episode's topic is being on topic. What were we talking about?
I don't know, but I have a beep, so you'll have to edit this part out.
Oh, God. Are you gone? Yet? Alright, he's gone. What we are in the middle of right now is called intermission. This will be the time to get up or fast forward. Retrieve your favorite soft drink, such as a blank cola or a Dr. Blank. Maybe indulge in a good book. Go bake some brownies. Install Linux. You know, all possibilities.
Alright, I'm back.
Alright, good. I filled in for you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we're good. Who was it?
My mom.
Saying what?
Saying that, asking if my sister was home.
Oh. Yep, she is. You haven't thrown out the window yet.
Nope.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, where was I? Staying on topic. So, you went on vacation, you did a little exploring, What exactly were your parents' reaction, though, when they saw Hacker Quarterly?
Well, actually, this is funny. I read them stuff out of it, and my dad was like, wow, that's cool, where did you get that? The store, Borders, and he's all like, wow, what's it called? 2600? What? I thought I told you you couldn't get that!
Yes! Score one for the brain team. Who, I almost said your name right there.
Well, thank you for not.
It's hard to hold back, because this is the second episode.
Yeah.
We're still training ourselves. That's why this episode is also going to be sucking.
Well, at least it has some information, unlike the last one.
Hey, yeah, at least we're actually filling in and doing good.
Yeah.
We're already at 25 minutes in. Well, for you listening...
Including the beeps and...
Yeah, including beeps. But I'm not editing anything out unless I say somebody's name or something that I really shouldn't have.
I'm not editing my phone calls out so that all that dead air is just going to sit there.
No, dude, believe it or not, you're going to listen to it. There was no dead air.
Oh, really?
Dead air.
Talking the whole time?
Yeah. I was actually talking. Doing a pretty good job, too.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah, bear with us, people. We're talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves. That's a good idea.
Like butter.
They're listening, not really talking.
Yeah, people download our show to listen and not to have to communicate with other people. But hey, it's all the same, isn't it?
Maybe.
So your dad didn't like it. Well, what did he do? Was he like, give me that so I can shred it and burn it in a million pieces to make sure
He said one of these numbers. Well, you'll have to make the right choice. If you want it, keep it. So I was like, okay, I wasn't expecting that out of you, Don.
Yeah. Well, it's up to you. You're the decision maker. If you want to keep it, then I guess that before he's even done, you're like in the next room sitting there reading it.
Exactly.
Hey, where'd everybody go? But, alright, that's cool. So you're going to try and get a lifetime subscription?
Yeah, I hope. As soon as I get some cash, after I pay off this new thing that I got.
Guitar.
A electric Ibanez.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, but anyway, back.
But he can't play shit, so we're not going to ask him to.
Yeah.
Alright, that's sweet. And you're going to do the whole package with a lot of stuff. BinRev, or Binary Revolution Magazine. I know everybody probably knows this by now, but I'm just plugging it here. Binary Revolution Magazine, the third edition, after a year of waiting. Wait, it's not a year, quote the stank. it's finally out, it's finally ready. I still am yet to send out my $5, because I...
You have $5?
What?
You have $5?
Yeah, I have Dude, I have $20. That's how I sent you all that crap. I don't have any legal-sized envelopes.
I do.
I'm too lazy to write out an envelope. I've got to, print it up.
Want me to mail you an envelope?
What?
Want me to mail you an envelope?
No, I'm good. I'm just gonna go buy some of Staples sooner or later. But it's good to see it's finally out.
Yeah.
Alright, I think that's about all that we need to plug. Are you gonna get the next issue?
Of Bin Rev or 2600?
Bin Rev, either.
I hope so. I mean, I'm pretty much in debt for this new guitar, but maybe. I hope so.
Well, I can mail you the 2600s.
Yeah, that'll be nice. I'll send you $10. Maybe I can sneak that by my dad without him taking it from me.
What? Oh, he'd take it if he received any more?
Yeah, I have to work every day now. But hey, living.
It's life.
Yep. It builds my character.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right, I'll see what I can do. Yeah, recently I had an old computer, so I dismantled it into many pieces, poorly packed it, and shipped it to him. I'm holding the CPU still right now, so shipping phase is not complete yet.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that you shipped all that stuff, the motherboard and that, without packaging. I was like...
Yeah, and then you were like, don't say my real name on air.
Dude. We'll have to edit that.
Yeah, we'll edit that out. If anybody's wondering what that, like, sudden jump was right there, he said my name.
My fault.
Yeah, he said...
What?
No, I'm kidding. I'm not repeating it. You're just gonna have to guess. It starts with a T.
Oh, it doesn't. It starts with a J.
What?
It starts with a J.
No, it starts with a T. That's as much as you're getting.
It starts with
a J. My name is not tremendous, because I'm not fat. Shut up, that's why. Alright, yeah, I'll send you that.
I wonder if anyone's actually listening now.
No, there's still somebody out there, I guarantee you. But did it arrive all in one piece? I was meaning to ask you.
Well, actually, the RAM holder thingy, the RAM slot, it was kind of bent, but hey.
What?
Yeah, it was kind of bent. The PCI extender was kind of pushing up against it, but I bent it back, so I hope it's okay.
It should be. Whatever, I still need to send you RAM, which is a delicate piece, the CPU, which is semi-delicate, I just need to make sure no pins get bent, and the power supply.
They do, I can bend them back, I've done that before.
Yeah. So, damn, we're already half an hour into the show, I guess. We'll give the people what they came for.
Information, maybe?
What?
Information, maybe?
Information.
Wow, what a concept.
A concept too far out of our grasp.
Probably is.
Yeah. Alright, remember last episode where Young Brain was discussing his unique and quite snafu'd up telephone setup going from the central office to his house?
Yes, I do.
Care to enlighten us?
Yeah, I had optics fibers coming to my house, and lines, copper, going out to the CO. So, it was kind of hard for us to have DSL when it has to transfer.
Yes.
So, it was impossible to get DSL here for a while, but somehow they changed it, and I haven't looked up into that yet, how they did. It hasn't really changed from optics to copper yet, but...
Well, wait. It can't. It can't, because it took me a little while. I thought about it. Well, also, any of you that actually knows what I'm about to say about digital loop carriers, you understand that when the telephone company said he has fiber to his house and copper back, that the person talking didn't know what they were speaking of. What Young Brain has is something called a digital loop carrier, a DLC. Fiber optics and copper cabling for the last mile. The last mile is, say, like, the end. Like, from the... It's so far. It's... The last mile, in teleco terms, is considered from the central office to the user. That's the last mile. Even though it could be several miles. It's... They call it the last... They call it last mile wiring. Now, what you have is what I'd like to call last mile... Because the wire has to travel so far to your house that the signal gets lost, and they don't want to put amplifiers in because DSL doesn't work with amplifiers or because they can't afford it. You do not have amplifiers on your line. Instead, what they do is through the route of the fiber, or I mean the cable, the twisted copper pair.
Yeah.
They also have fiber lines going from the central office to these digital loop carriers.
Oh, how nice.
Now, Youngbrain mentioned how he found remote equipment one day.
Yep.
He didn't mention it on the show. He mentioned it on the Stank Dog forums. Everybody check it out, Stank Dog. Just type in a search for it. He mentioned how he found remote equipment. It wasn't until I looked in this book. I found the book while cleaning out boxes, and I flipped through the page that gave me the answer. Now, even though he's 20 minutes in walking distance from his central office, the path that the cabling has to take can be absolutely different. The cabling could go 3 miles the opposite direction of his neighborhood from the central office, turn into a neighborhood, spread out through that one, then jump across the street into his neighborhood, spread out through his neighborhood at like the complete other end, and by the time it reaches his end, it's way too long and the signal is poor on copper. So about halfway, they put in something called a digital loop carrier that has copper going to the houses, from the houses to the digital loop carrier, but fiber from the digital loop carrier to the central office. Are you following me so far?
I've got it.
Now, what they couldn't do is, no amplifiers are needed because the signal on fiber can travel 64 miles without deteriorating. Copper signal can only go 1.5 miles.
Oh.
Ah,
hey,
yeah.
I think we got it.
Yeah, I have underground digital loop carriers by
me.
But that's after this. So what it does is they run a fiber pair. Now, it's fun because it really is fun because it has multiplexing and demultiplexing, blah 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 plexing. All the traffic is combined into two high speed cables, one going to and one going from. Each cable can have 155 megabit streams. That's pretty fast.
Wow.
I was waiting for that. So. And then it sends it out to the end users. But what I'm trying to get to is when DSL technology and high speed first came out, they didn't have any way to transfer it over the fiber optic cabling.
Yay!
Absolutely.
Was that the right one?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's actually sitting there with a tape recorder pushing buttons. No, I'm kidding. But then they actually developed hardware to put in, which is why it actually took them a few years, because the digital loop carrier and the DSL hardware were incompatible for like 5 years or something after DSL came out. I really don't know the full specifics, but in the end, what I guess I'm saying is he has a DLC, digital loop carrier, the phone company was wrong, he has fiber optics connecting most of the last mile, but the end part of the last mile over near the houses is all fiber. Because he's more, or the cable has to take a path that is more than 1.5 miles long to reach his house.
Yep.
And it's really 1.5 miles or more, right? Would you say?
It's about like 2.5.
Yeah, and then even along on the pole, sometimes the cable will spool up, or they'll have underground areas where the cable will be in coils, so that in case they ever need to pull on it to extend its range, they can pull on it. So you add on like another half a mile of just looped on the poles cable. So that's what he has. He has a digital loop carrier. You know what? It's interesting, because you said when you opened up that cabinet, it had DSL equipment in it.
Yep.
So, we have the answer. It was a digital loop carrier. Now, what I like is I found this in a book that should be sold at your local Barnes & Noble, if you have one. Young Brain doesn't. Because he's in farmland.
Live in the country.
It's called The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. I bought the third edition like 2 years ago. It does cellular networks, or at least the old networks, I think. And it does, it discusses all sorts of stuff. It discusses the Telecommunications Act of 1996. It talks about the Bell Company splitting up. It goes into some detail about inter-exchange carrying. It talks about...
About 9X?
Yeah, it actually has reference to 9X in here. It gives you maps showing who was joined together. There's three pages of maps. One shows, with Bell Atlantic 9X. The next one shows Bell Atlantic and 9X area as one, labeled Bell Atlantic. And then it shows it labeled as Verizon.
Cool.
Yeah, I know. And it goes into DSL technologies, and it really is a class act. Yeah, when was the last time you heard somebody say that?
Cop out?
What?
Cop out?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
They go into optical electrical switches? Oh, optical, electrical, optical. OOO, or all optical switches?
AOO.
No, OOO. Optical, optical, optical. All optical.
Hey.
Well, of course, those are the type of switches that go over the hundreds of miles of the country. They go into laying down fiber and overview signaling.
And all that other stuff.
Yeah, they cover all that jazz. They cover some legal stuff with telephones. They cover, they do cover a small amount of even general networking, which I like. But it's a good book. I'd recommend you, even if it's at your local library, picking up a copy. The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. And I will. I'll look in there and I'll find some interesting facts. And I'll try and have some interesting facts for the next episode. Smells like somebody's making food. My window's open. It smells good. But that's... Oh, man, I'm getting hungry. All right. And what I'd like to talk about is another follow-up from last episode. I was talking about what I find, or thought at least, was a new form of wiring bolts, underground wiring bolts, which in a way they are. But I was talking to a lineman, who's actually my neighbor a few days ago. I was asking him all sorts of questions, like, do they have equipment up on the poles? Like, stupid questions that I knew the answer to, but I just wanted to see if he did. But then I asked him about those underground things. Well, of course I asked him for a tour of the central office, but that's another story. He just said after 9/11, my town's central office, at least, has been paranoid. Nobody gets in there without a pass. So now I need to start filling out like a million forms and fraudulently get a pass and have a wonderful tour of my central office and get thrown in jail. So I'm going to... Wait, I'm not going to get the pass and everything, but I go up to him and I ask him about the underground, the green vaults I saw. And he goes, oh, there's equipment under there, underground in there. Some of it's switching equipment, and some of it is digital loop carrier. You still with me, young brain? Brain? There? Alright. We seem to have lost him. Can you give me 1 second? Wow. I call him on my cell phone that I just dropped. You can? Then why aren't you saying anything? Because I don't... Scream again. Or... Oh, dude, the phone. The connection on the phone just died. You can? You are, because the little red light on my phone went off. In fact, when I push the button on my phone, I get a dial tone. Dude, just call me back, okay? Alright, he's calling me back. There he is. You back with us?
Yep.
We are sorry for that dead air.
That was weird. Alright, moving on.
What happened? You could hear me, but my phone was not on.
Well, I could definitely hear you.
You're just fucked up.
Oh, well, I definitely could hear what you were saying.
Really? Oh, well, whatever. What's going on with it? So he told me that they have equipment down there. Now, I was starting to realize that next to every one of these green boxes, there is... a little thing with a power meter on it. So I knew there had to be lights down there, at least. And also, because I looked down there and saw two linemen. And it's a big facility, underground facility. It actually has, you go down one row, and then you walk over and go down another, and then you walk over and go down another.
I think we should get, like, a couch and find an abandoned one and have a hangout down there. That'd be funny.
I don't really think they're abandoned, and actually, I think they're, like, in mostly in my area.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just saying, weird. I'm gonna see if I can, I don't have a picture of the lid, but I'm gonna see if I can get one. But, no, it's new equipment. Or, like, I'd have to say, if anything, it's probably 10 years old, those facilities underground. But, oh, one second, please.
What? Okay.
I'm sorry, that was a knock at the door. I had to answer that.
Of course.
So, these facilities are rather clean and stuff, but like I said, it gets better. All of a sudden, he says to me, "Hey, would you like some pictures?"
Yes.
And of course, I'm like, "Hot dog, sure thing."
Hot dog?
Hot doggies.
Hot dog?
Hot doggies. Okay.
Dog.
We're sorry. We're going to have to cut the show short. The last person to be listening is just logged off. No, I'm kidding. All kidding aside, he sent me pictures, and by the time this show is up, hopefully these pictures will be up with it. And they are some nice pictures. He also includes some pictures of some other stuff, and of them installing, Verizon Wireless installing a wireless antenna. He was there to hook up the antenna equipment to the telephone lines. So he sent me some cool pictures, and they'll be up on the site. By the time this is up, as you're listening to this, you might want to go on the site. It'll probably
go on the site most likely to get the show anyway.
Well, yeah, but they probably missed the link. They're all I don't know. There should in our small show summary be like a click here for pictures thing, because I don't think I'm gonna put any like big apparent links on the front of the site.
Well, our site kind of looks crappy right now anyway.
But that's the way it's going to be. Simple, and we can't do layouts like Majestic. So, deal with it. Live with it. Love it. Be it.
You are what you need.
I am it. Be the ball. So, we got some awesome pictures. And while I was out there, I asked him, "Hey, could you show me all the compartments on your truck and what's in them?" "Hey, of course I can." And so he goes through. You got things. You got a compartment with all sorts of tools and, like, 8 hard hats. And I was so tempted to go, "Can I have a hard hat? Can I have a hard hat? Can I have a hard hat?" But I didn't. And then you also have, there's one compartment packed to the rim with papers. I mean, papers almost came flying out as he opened it up. Oh man, I'd love to get in a compartment like that. Who knows what information it may hold. Whether it be a guide to climbing the poles, or information about secret inter-exchange information.
You know, you're lucky. You have a next-door neighbor that's a telco dude.
I know it. So, it's great. He's going through all his compartments, and he opens up one compartment. And there's a drawer full of instant oatmeal, a few jugs of water, and there we go. My screen was starting to go all funky. I had to punch it. He had a few jugs of water, a whole drawer full of, like, those one packs of, like, a napkin, a spoon and a knife, and a fork. Like that you get from Wendy's. Like, he had a whole tray full of those, and this nice microwave wired in, and it was a really nice setup. And I go, "Hey, do those come standard in all of them?" He goes, "Oh no, that was a weekend project." I just love that though. Like, he has all the setup in his truck, and then all of a sudden you open this thing, and it's his whole food station that he made himself.
Oh, that's awesome! Just in case he ever falls off a cliff.
What?
Never mind.
Hey, awesome! In case he dies. He had some instant oatmeal. But, I guess they don't take inventory on those trucks. I guess it's mainly, on an as-you-need-it basis that they give you stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
Because if they took inventory on the truck, there'd be some questions, like, why is this here and who paid for it? I paid for it. Oh, alright, carry on. Yeah, as long as Verizon didn't pay for him to eat lunch. We don't pay you to eat and live. We pay you to do stuff for us.
Yay!
Just like they don't pay operators to think. They pay them to answer the phone and give answers to people.
Yay!
Yeah. We see how good that worked out. Just like when I called AT&T Wireless the other day and got transferred to some call center in India, which the lady had no idea what she was saying. I could tell she was reading responses off of a computer.
I cannot understand that. Why the heck would you get transferred to, like, India or Germany?
Dude, they do it to save money. They create jobs.
They save money. Oh, wait, the telco, they don't have to pay long distance. I forgot.
Yeah, and then they send it to the call center. They pay these people, $15 a day or something. And they'll sit there and, answer. It's extremely cheap for them to do this. And they'll sit there and answer phones, and they take classes to sound just like Americans and everything.
Oh, I am Indian, but I sound...
Yeah, this lady's accent was starting to fail her. She sounded like she was either from New York or India.
Never mind, the same thing.
Oh, that was mean. I love New York. I love New York. I've been seeing some gay commercials for the 311 service. Go to Manhattan, dial 311 anytime. But anyway, yeah, he sent me these pictures. This truck is awesome. It's the stuff. The shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, I said it. There we go, the shit.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's pretty much all the information I had to bring to the show.
Yeah.
I brought my digital loot carriers and the truck. So, I guess we can shoot the breeze a little right now. We still have some other stuff to talk about, like the physical aspects of the telephone company. They're just awesome.
What?
The physical aspect of the telephone company, there's so much to cover there alone.
Yeah.
I love payphones. I was in New York yesterday.
You know, before we start going all random-y, maybe we should quit while we're ahead.
No, because I still have some good stuff to say.
Oh, well, then why did you say you were out?
I said I was out of pre-planned stuff.
Oh.
That never means that amount of stuff.
Of course it doesn't.
Oh, well, but I'm in Manhattan, and I'm in a car dealership. I don't think I'll be pimping it on the show, just because I don't want to give away too much about myself. It's on West 57th and 11th, though. There's three car dealerships on that street. You gotta guess which one.
Oh, in your face.
Oh, the game begins and ends because there's three, or no, there's two. I think there's a Lexus.
I wonder who's still listening to us just talk back and forth.
Well, no, we're not just talking. I actually have a good story here, man.
Oh, okay. Well,
there's two dealerships on that street, a Nissan dealer and a Lexus, I think. I think there's a Toyota also, I don't know. Well, since I don't know if there's a Toyota or not, then you know it's not a Toyota dealer. I'm standing there, and I look outside, and all of a sudden, two Verizon vans pull up in front of the dealership. And, they double parked, of course. Verizon's not paying them to think or park. And they, come in. As they walk into the store, or as they're walking down the sidewalk, I look at them, and I'm like, hey, could that be... It is. Payphone keys. They had payphone keys on their belt.
Cool.
And at first I thought they were walking over to service the payphone. But next thing I know, they walk into the dealership.
Oh, they're getting new cars. They're getting upgrades from those whatever Astro vans or whatever they are to Toyota or Dodge Vipers. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, you see, I just lost, 20 listeners, if we even reach that amount.
two.
But they walk in, as they're walking out, I go, excuse me, gentlemen, I noticed that you two service payphones. I hit them up for some extra parts, and they kindly said, no, all parts that we, take off have to be either refurbished or completely destroyed.
Oh, how nice.
I'm like, destroy a payphone? How could you do such a thing?
And what they mean by destroy, they mean throw in the dumpster.
Yeah.
Yay.
I love that. He has, you had that yay, that stock-sounding yay. Like, you just push a button and you get a yay.
Yay.
See?
All right, let's move on.
So, yeah, I hate the thought of that. That they just take the payphone stuff and either actually destroy it or just throw it away. How can you do that? That's inhumane. It's
well,
not
it is
money.
Verizon.
Yeah, it's a telephone company. They'll sell it back to you without a telco logo on it, but what good is that?
It's not genuine.
I'm still looking. The handset on my payphone. It had the word 9X on it a little bit, but it was faded in the middle where people held it. So as I watched the phone, I accidentally rubbed off the whole word 9X.
Oh, good job.
And I'm still looking for another handset that says 9X on it. What?
I said, oh, good job.
Yeah. I'm also looking for a handset that says Beltlantic on it. Apparently, Beltlantic handsets used to say Beltlantic on them.
No way.
Yeah, all nice and really colorful, too.
So it was worth that $5 to use the payphone.
Yeah, it was worth it. Just as you hang out, go, wow, this is a pretty handset. There used to be one in my middle school, and I'd always peel the sticker off, and the Verizon guys would always come and put it back on. And then one day they replaced the handset with one that was too big and didn't fit on the hook, so it would always be off the hook. And then one day I rang back the phone, and the principal, like, started screaming at me, picked up the phone, goes, Brick Township Middle School. And there's a tone dead, and she goes, what are you doing? Stop fucking with the phones. And yes, school administrators said fuck.
Now that is something that I've never heard.
Well, that's like hearing the president. Never mind. There's nothing the president hasn't done that's beyond stupid. Beyond crunchy, but beyond stupid.
Beyond American.
I guess you could call it that. Now, you know, the reason I kept this recording is because after the show's over, we're probably going to talk about some interesting stuff. I figured, why not do it here?
Hmm?
You know, why not? I just hope that I convert this at the correct rate so everything works and sounds good. But we're doing
it. I am a banana!
Not right now, man.
Maybe
okay. Maybe I'll throw some of those in. Yeah, I have funny sound clips to throw in. That's gonna be our next intro.
You should just still make it the intro. Just clip it onto the front, man. Use Audacity and just paste it in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tell us what you think of the intro. It was the Ralph Wiggum Says intro.
It was good.
Yeah, I personally liked it. It took me a lot of editing to do.
Well, it was actually pretty funny. I thought it was actually nice and cool. Cool, nice, and...
Yeah, and actually the guitar in the background, I have like a 3-minute, 2-second loop of that. And I could make the loop as long as I need it. If I needed a 56-minute loop of that, I could.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah, I thought you had trouble downloading it and hearing it.
Yeah, the quality was crap.
It was.
But total crap.
But you could still understand what he was saying, right?
Barely.
Alright, I'm gonna get a better quality intro version of the intro. And I'll put a link on the site so you can download it if you want it.
Yeah, we can download the intro.
Yeah, feel free. Use it on your own stuff if you want, world.
It says 9X. So.
Yeah, as long as you give us a small amount of credit. Otherwise, we're the open source radio show. Yeah, I always want to say
for the radio and the show.
Yeah.
This is protected under all copyright laws. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, laws. Don't even get me started. Oh, got my GoPhone paid off, and everything's good. I think I tried to do this at the beginning of the show. There's no better time than now to plug, Bell's Mind. Great site, everybody, great stuff. Check out what Not Theory's doing. It's awesome. He's a great guy. He's still working out some bugs, but, unless you're really into effing up what he did to look for bugs... Like, I mean, at a certain point it becomes, what loser looks for bugs? It's a great thing. Why do you want to find flaws with it? Unless you're, like, a douche, like Tron.
What are you talking about?
Dude, you don't know Tron?
Yeah, I definitely do.
If you... No, I'm saying if you're sitting there and you're trying to look for... for, like, problems in Bell's mind, or if you're trying to play with the aimbot, then that's just, like, an asshole thing to do. Don't do it, man.
What? I didn't hear you. I wouldn't do that, but I can't hear you.
You can't?
I can't anymore.
I can hear you.
That's always good.
Wait, you're answering me. How could you not hear me?
You're quiet. That's all I'm saying.
I lean back away from the microphone a little bit. Alright, well, I'm gonna lean in now.
Well, so, I'm gonna lean back now. Well,
you,
I'm gonna
you
lean.
Son of a bitch.
Well, I'm gonna lean back now.
You know that.
What?
That you're son of a bitch.
No, I'm a son of a mom.
And your dad.
Of course.
Distributed.net. On air, I'd like to say, ha 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 ha, I passed you in the standings, young Rain.
I hate you.
Oh, yeah. Bob Nino's been putting out some numbers, and I've been doing, like, 700 a day. That's become my new average.
Yay!
I did 1,000 one day, and that's the most I've done in a day. 1,000. But 700 a day is pretty good. I'm gonna start rising through the ranks pretty fast. And also, at the dealership I was at yesterday, I put it on 4 computers there. One of the computers runs 24/7. I have it running on one Mac at a CompUSA and like 12 computers there. I have it running on the computer that I'm recording on right now, my sister's computer, my neighbor's computer, and another computer I fixed. Sometimes I have this running and my main Linux machine, which is a totally different computer. So, I'm just like a number producing machine. Although, the stats haven't updated in 3 days. Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't really been on the computer. Because I've been grounded again.
What'd you do this time?
I don't want to talk about it.
Alright, but the stats haven't been updated in 3 days. So I'm yet to know the effect that 4 more computers will have on it.
Do-do-do.
But I'm sure it'll be good.
Do-do-do-n.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-n.
So, I, like, jumped up from 7,000 to 20,000 in, like, 1 month. And then before that, I was like, wow, I did 98 in a day. I must be doing good. I'd get excited when I did over 100 in a day. And now I'm like, if I do 400, I feel like, oh, man, I sucked yesterday.
Shut up. That's higher than I've done in a while.
Oh, man. Well, once school starts up, you got it on your school computers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because your school sucks.
Not really.
Oh, wait. School in general sucks.
Oh, yeah, that's down.
My school's running out of money. My high school. We're cutting back on buses, like after school buses. We're cutting back on replacing parts of the school, like lockers.
Oh, they're using the cardboard boxes that the school came in. Duh.
Yeah. We're still using computers. We had a five-year lease on some IBMs with Windows 95. And I think the school, like, re-leased them for another 5 years.
Oh.
So, our school's gonna suck into the future.
Yay!
Sucking into the future.
And ours have, like, two Windows 2000 on them.
Yeah, so you're at least past the millennium.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah. Hello, we're Brick Township High School. Proud to be 10 years behind the world.
Yay!
So, like, it sucks. We have no money. The only reason, or the only thing I can think of I want to go back for is because, if you're hearing a rumbling in the background, they're doing fireworks, like, a mile away.
Oh, no, I can't really hear. Why?
No, but it's probably showing up on the, show through the microphone, because the microphone's pointing out the window, or in the direction of the window.
And who's baking the cake? I heard that part while you were mysteriously gone.
No, but anyway, what? Alright.
You said you guys smelled a good smell.
I don't know what it was.
Whatever, let's move on.
Yeah, but the only reason I want to go back to school is for Java. Learning's the Java-zins.
You know, I'm not allowed to learn Java until I'm in 10th grade.
Why?
I don't offer it until 10th grade.
They don't offer it in 9th?
Nope.
What grade are you going into?
9th.
Crap, I'm going into 11th. I'm going into Java AP. That's like Java++.
Wow.
Plus, parenthesis, Java++, parenthesis, semicolon. Alright, that was really gay right there. Whatever. I love Java. I've been starting to get back into it because the summer is coming to an end. Like, even though it's only been like 2 months since my last program. And my last program was like a virtual blackjack.
Oh, you finally got that working?
Yeah. Oh, it's an awesome program.
You have to send that to me.
Yeah, it uses pictures. It's a GUI.
Oh, we upgraded from text to GUI time. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Oh, yeah. At the end of the school year, everybody else is making a text-based game. And we're like, can we make, a graphical game? And he's like, sure, go ahead. So everybody else, finished the school year and had, 2 weeks to just do whatever they want on the computer. And every day we'd come in with our books open, and, since we had multiple logons on the computers, since the school security really sucked at setting up usernames, we had, our million usernames at teacher... We had a million usernames that were teacher-level logins. Thank you very much.
Yay.
To use whenever we could. So we would have a whole row of computers logged in, and we'd be on our chairs sliding back and forth in between computers, looking up information or downloading, some of them were downloading something for personal use or game. But we'd have our two computers, me and Freak Out, would have our two computers right next to each other, and we'd just be sliding up and down the row, looking at information, going back and typing it in. And it's really cool. We were using TextPad in Windows 95. And we were using this username with multiple logins over the network. And so he'd go up and down, and then he'd find some new information, type it in, and save. And then I would click out of the window. I would click the start menu, and then I'd click back into the text pad. And it would go, a new version of this document is available. Open, click yes. So it was working simultaneously. It was really cool. And we got the beautiful program, coding that it'll take me maybe a month or two in Java to start getting back into coding and get my coding up to par like that was. But I'm really getting into Java.
Great.
Java's awesome. It's not just a,
know what you could do?
What?
You could put Blackjack on our site for people to use.
I'll put the code up. It's not 100% finished, but if you want to use it, actually I think I've got... When the school year begins, I'm going to try and work out a touch more bugs. Because sometimes it doesn't draw cards, or it just, goes completely nuts on you. And, draws, 8 cards. You'll have, 25, and it'll still say you win. We have some code for, the dealer. The dealer drawing cards to compare against yours. That's not done yet. Doing the money, how much you win or lose, we haven't even started on that code to determine that. But as far as being able to click hit and stay and deal, that's all done. So you can play the game if you're not expecting the dealer to be any competition, and if you're not expecting the dealer's competition, but the dealer's competition is only as bad as the card it draws.
That's cool.
So if the dealer draws an ace, then you have to get higher than 11 to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's modified.
So.
It's like your own little version.
Well, we tried to follow the rules. It's a good program still.
Yeah.
Yep. There we go. Fixed my screen again.
Well, I think we should try and wrap it up.
We'll wrap it up in a little bit. What I was trying to get into is, I've been looking into Java. Java is much more than just a, an internet language that's only good on the internet. It does a lot more. First off, Linux runs it beautifully. I had to download the Java development kit for Linux, but now that I have it, it runs great. I can just do Java and open the program and run it. I don't know. Have you heard? I haven't heard much about it, but I saw someplace once this motherboard with this special chip built in that was supposed to be... It was supposed to say you could do a .java program, instead of having to compile it, you can just double click it, and this thing will automatically take it. Or wait, no, it wasn't a .java. It was, once you compile your Java, instead of having to run it in a virtual machine, you could just double click it, and it would run it just like C, because it had a Java virtual machine chip built into the motherboard.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. So it would run it just like machine code, just like C++. But I haven't seen anything about it. Because that'd be awesome. That'd make Java, like, 10 times more useful. Because not to mention the cross-platform usability of Java, that would just be awesome. So, I got into the Java.NET API, and I'm trying to make, like, a honeypot program that'll log whoever tries to get to me. I've also made kind of, like, just a test. I made a program, one end is a server and the other end is a client, and you open up the client and it'll connect to the server, and then you can type stuff into the server and it'll show up on the client. But that's just really basic stuff. That was just like a test to see, and it ran on port 2004. So if you ever see a computer, I don't know what port 2004 is supposed to be, but if you see a port, if you nmap a computer and you see port 2004 and it says netmail on it or a webmail, then you probably ran across a computer using my program.
Well,
probably my computer.
Considering they probably won't. But
in case
whatever.
You're ever scanning IP that belong to AT&T WorldNet, oh man, now I'm just giving myself away. But I'll be on my Linux computer when I run that program. So aha. Even though I know the Linux is vulnerable. But not as bad as Windows. Linux, you actually have to have half a brain to do anything to. Hell, Linux, you have to have half a brain to use. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
And how about all this stuff with Windows XP Service Pack 2?
Supposed to be fantastic and blah, 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 blah.
Well, my great computer uncle's like, I'm afraid to even touch it. And I'm like, well, let's see. There's an easy way to figure out if you need it or not. What can the service pack do to secure your computer that you can't already? And he goes, nothing. I'm like, then we stay away. Which is true.
Oh, considering it's Windows, you're never safe.
What?
Considering it's Windows, you're probably never going to be safe.
Yeah, Windows, I still love. I don't know if anybody remembers. A couple months ago, Bill Gates said that they were more secure because more people try and write stuff for their machines. So because more people than ever F up Windows machines, and because Windows machines get F'd up more than ever, that means that they're more secure because then they get to write things to fix their holes. Why don't they start off by having no holes that need to be fixed even? That would be a good start. Then you build from there.
I can't remember whose dig it is, but it's so... I love to laugh at it every time. The day that Microsoft built something that actually works, or... Wait a minute.
Think.
What?
Think.
Think?
You can do it.
I'm thinking. It hurts.
Oh, well, in the meantime, I have a funny SIG. Jedi Bebop's the one. Failure is not an option. It comes bundled with your Microsoft product. Man, there's nothing more true than that.
Yeah. Now let's see if I can remember it.
He calls him as he sees him. You know?
Yes. Yeah. Let's see if I can remember it. Okay, what was I saying?
You're making dead air here, if we even have anybody left.
If we have anyone left, say I.
If you have made it 1 hour and 13 minutes into the show or plus, give us an email, and we will congratulate you on the next episode. If you're one of the first 50 people to say that.
Yeah.
If we even get 50 people to say that.
That means we're going somewhere.
Yeah. But what's the SIG? What is it, anyway?
I forgot. Let's see.
The day Microsoft makes something that works is...
Oh, wait.
You know those signs that say baby?
Oh, I know. The day Microsoft makes something that doesn't suck is the day they make a vacuum.
Oh, man. Oh, that is good.
Yeah, I just don't know who remembered it or whose it was, but I can't even... remember it. It takes me like 10 minutes.
It's yeah. the day they make a vacuum. Oh, yeah, dude, there's a shop, like, 8 blocks away, and it says, "Our service pack 2 is ready. Are you?" ?
Well, the fact of the matter is, I could just go to filemirrors.com and get it.
I don't even know if it's out yet. I don't even care if it's out yet.
It is out.
It is?
Yeah, I saw it on filemirrors.
Well, like I said, I don't even care if it's out yet. It can, like, fall off the face of the earth. Somebody at Microsoft can accidentally delete it and make sure that it never exists ever again, if for all I care.
And then they'll blame it on some hacker.
Yeah. And also they'll be like, some hacker, like, made this program that, like, controlled the robot, that, like, pulled a plug, that, like, deleted the file.
Well, why did you ever make the plug?
Yeah, some hacker made a program that controlled the robot that went into our laboratories and pushed the happy-go-lucky button. The happy-go-lucky button? Yeah, well, it's actually the self-destruct button, but we named it that thinking nobody would want to push the happy-go-lucky button.
Okay, we're getting pretty random now.
What? The happy-go-lucky button? It doesn't get much better than that. It doesn't get much happier or luckier.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't believe it. There's that shop that says Windows XP Service Pack 2 is ready. Are you? ? Get it today. Get your Windows XP Service Pack 2 upgrade plus a standard checkup for $75.
Well, dude, I think we should go. My siblings and family are beckoning me to leave.
Why?
Well, just because.
You sure? You sure you can't do 5 more minutes, man?
Maybe 2 or 3. But you might have to hear lemmings in the background because my sister's playing games.
Whatever.
Alright.
But anyway, that's just... I find it funny. You know, we were gonna try and do this before we went off on our random tangent.
Yeah?
We have a phone number that we'd like to call. That's funny. If anybody has a Best Buy near you, you've probably seen or heard of this, or even called the number yourself just to laugh at it. The Geek Squad. I'm gonna call their number right now. It's just funny. If you've never even heard it before, you're gonna laugh at it. If you heard it before, you're probably gonna laugh at it again, because they are so funny. Like, I mean...
stupid.
I mean, funny... not funny, ha-ha, this is funny. Funny, ha-ha, boo-hoo, this kind of sucks and is really lame funny.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're really lame. Like, ha-ha, they suck funny.
Okay.
Yeah, just bear with me. Brain doesn't know what he's talking about anymore. He's out of chocolate milk and he's getting sad. Hold on a second, I'm gonna pull it in.
Reach the Geek Squad 24-hour computer support task force at 1-800-GEEK-SQUAD. If you have a warranty or a performance service plan for your computer, press 1. If you'd like Geek Squad hours of operation and locations, press 2. If you'd like to know about services we offer, press 3. If you'd like to listen to a malfunctioning computer being launched from a catapult into a pool of vicious piranha, press 4. To speak to an actual human, press 5 now.
I think we'll listen to the, which one? Should we listen to 3?
4.
Well, we can always call back and do 4. I think we'll do 3 and listen to their mission and their services, what they provide.
The Geek Squad is a computer support task force that can help you at any time, in any place, with any computer-related problem, regardless of system, software, or manufacturer. To speak to an actual human, press 5 now.
Alright, you can't go back, so I'm going to have to hang up. Young Brain? Still there? Brain? You in there? Hello?
Yeah?
Alright. I'm going to throw away it back in so we can listen to option 4. The malfunctioning computer being catapulted into a pool of vicious piranha.
I want to hear that.
What?
I want to hear that.
Alright, here we go.
Due to area code changes, you area code along with the
Dude, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I pushed the redial button thinking it would redial something worthwhile. Hold on a second. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
God. Oh, dude. No. I pushed 1-855. Hold on a second. I'm gonna give it another shot and go. Hold on a second. Here we go.
You have reached the Geek Squad 24-hour computer support task force at 1-800.
Okay, option 4, the computer being sent in
to the
warranty
or
thing.
Service plan for your computer. You were being transferred to a Geek
Squad. Ooh, no, we don't want to be transferred. If you notice on option 3, they say they'll answer anything regardless of manufacturer or software. So I'm gonna hit them up with some Linux questions, definitely. I'm gonna record it and see what happens and put that as part of our intro in a coming episode. Not next episode, but in an episode soon to be. How's that sound?
I guess that wraps it up.
Not completely.
I definitely have to go.
Can we just do one more number? I just think this one's funny.
Okay.
Alright, one second. All these numbers that we're dialing, I'm going to include in our show summary. Hold on, I'll be right back. 1-800-N-E-T-Z-E-R-O.
You have not reached net zero. However, to sign up for internet access with...
Did you hear that?
No.
You didn't hear him?
No.
He said you did not reach net zero. If anybody out there heard that, send me an email, because I don't feel like dialing it back in. I dialed 1-800-NET-ZERO. He goes, you did not reach net zero. But if you'd like to sign up for internet service with, and then he starts plugging his own service. Whoever that mysterious recording guy is. I find that funny.
Yeah, so do I if I heard it.
Whatever. Listen to the show once it's up for download.
Crazy.
I'm gonna continue my search for fun and fancy numbers.
Yeah.
That's all we have really for this episode. If you have a number that you think we should hear that hasn't been heard before, and that you'd also... We'll give you credit for your number. We will. We truly will, from the bottom of our heart. Just drop us an email with your number. Put the subject as number, so that we'll look at it immediately. But drop it at 9xr@yahoo.com or freakblaze@gmail.com or freakout@gmail.com or youngbrain@yahoo.com. Any one of those. You can find all the emails on our site. We also love to hear your comments and everything. And just give us comments or tell us, did the show suck? Did it rock?
I'm getting off.
Were we too boring or anything? Whatever. Let us know. This is Freakblaze signing off.
And Youngbrain. See you later.
See you next week or bi-weekly. But we're trying not to go by. Thank you. Goodbye.
Stay straight.
And have a nice night.
I am a banana.
I'm feeling fat and sassy.
Thank you for listening to 9X Radio Episode 2. Goodbye. Stay straight.
Thank you for using 9X. This is a recording.